So hello and welcome to our podcast today, looking at domestic abuse and the private rented sector. So my name is Michelle Williams. I'm a domestic abuse coordinator and I work for the Southend, Essex and Thurrock Domestic Abuse Board. So SEPDAB, as we call it, is made up of a range of agencies and organisations that come together to work together and coordinate our response to domestic abuse. And I have here with me today Lucy, who I'll ask to introduce herself.
Hello, my name's Lucy Whittaker. I'm the founding director and lead trainer at Alpha Vesta. We provide training and consultancy services in domestic abuse across communities and workplaces to really build a strong culture of understanding around it, as well as a response to it.
So thank you, Lucy. So can I just start by asking you to talk a bit about what domestic abuse is?
Of course. So the first thing I would like to say about domestic abuse is that it has an incredibly broad spectrum. I often begin a training session with the question, what do you actually think we mean when we talk about domestic abuse? Because it actually incorporates a number of different behaviours in a variety of different contexts. It may also be underpinned and fueled by a variety of different factors affecting people, not just in intimate relationships, but across a family dynamic as well. Domestic abuse can happen to anybody, regardless of age, social background, gender, religion, sexuality, or ethnicity. The abuse may be physical, emotional, psychological, economic, or sexual. Even a combination of all of those. So you can see this incredibly broad spectrum that we have. Sometimes it can be categorised by a pattern of coercive control, where one individual within that relationship or home will be wanting to exert power, coercion or control over someone else. This can escalate in frequency as well as severity over time, as it won't generally relate to a single incident. Other domestic abuse incidents have slightly different dynamics to them, where we may see a complex mix of mental health issues, substance misuse issues, physical or learning disability perhaps, which, if not supported, create a very toxic, vulnerable home where conflict rather than control arises.
Thank you, Lucy. So can I just ask how big a problem it is?
So I can help show the scale of the issue as well as the prevalence by providing some statistics. Firstly, some recent data by the Office of National Statistics can tell us that one in five adults will experience domestic abuse at some point during their adult lifetime. Remember that very broad spectrum. It's also now estimated in a report published by the NSPCC in 2020 that one in five children will experience domestic abuse at some point during their childhood. So as you can see, just from those initial figures, there's an awful lot of people that are affected by domestic abuse. In addition to that, there were just over 41,000 incidents of domestic abuse that were reported to Essex Police for the period between 2020 and 21. It actually accounts for 22% of all police reported crime across Essex. So that's a quarter nearly of all cases that come into the police are domestic abuse related. So that's an enormous response that's required by them. Michelle, can you add to that a little bit more and tell us a bit about the importance of addressing domestic abuse in the private rental sector as well as other tenures of housing?
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, what we know is that domestic abuse is just as prevalent in the private rented sector as any other tenure of housing, and that letting agents and landlords can play a key role in responding to it. So more families with children are now housed in private rented accommodation than in social housing. And landlords and letting agencies can improve and potentially save lives by increasing awareness of the signs of domestic abuse, as well as knowing what can be done. So you could be the first to know that domestic abuse is happening. And this may be because a tenant has told you directly. It could come from a third party, such as a neighbour. And it can be really difficult for victims to tell someone about what's happening to them, because perpetrators will often isolate them as part of the abuse. And the victims may also blame themselves for what's happening. They may be scared that talking to someone could make their situation worse and could lead to reprisals from the perpetrator. And also, some may not associate what they're experiencing as domestic abuse. So eyes and ears across our communities is really important.
What are some of the signs, Michelle, for the private rental sector to be looking out for that might indicate domestic abuse could be occurring?
So there's lots of indicators of domestic abuse that could happen as part of a tenancy. And that could include things like unexplained damage to a property. It could be requests for repairs, but especially where they're recurring repairs, requests for lock changes, or you might notice the presence of broken locks. Also noise complaints or antisocial behaviour reports and rent arrears as well.
So just picking up on rent arrears, could you explain a little bit more about that might link to domestic abuse or give an indicator that domestic abuse could be occurring?
Yeah, so a perpetrator might control how the victim acquires or spends their money. They might exploit their income and spend money set aside for bills and try and sabotage their employment and resources. And these kinds of behaviours are associated with what we call economic abuse. And this occurs a lot in cases of domestic abuse. So making that link between rent arrears and domestic abuse as early as possible can help prevent the generation of more arrears and also, really importantly, that risk of eviction.
Absolutely.
So Lucy, can I just ask how a landlord or letting agency can begin on a journey to support their tenants around domestic abuse?
Of course. So the first thing to say about that is that landlords are not expected to be experts, specialists, or hands-on in the same way as a social housing landlord would be. However, they could have a significant impact and improve outcomes for victim survivors of domestic abuse. Firstly, your culture of understanding around domestic abuse and its impact needs to extend across your whole workforce. Everybody that works within your organisation needs to understand what it is, as well as how it impacts across our community more broadly. This puts you in a strong position to not only respond to concerns around tenants, but support your own staff if they may be experiencing it themselves. Remember, for 1 in 5 adults, they either have or are experiencing it, where the workplace could be the safest place for them to talk about what they're experiencing, as well as provide the opportunity to engage with support around it. This culture of understanding extends out to your tenants, and we can give you a couple of simple strategies to respond if you suspect a tenant may be experiencing domestic abuse or they report it directly to you. That helpful response needs to take into account some important key elements. Firstly, a willingness to listen. Hear what the person wants to happen and believe them. It's described by victims and survivors as incredibly helpful, and it could be life-changing for somebody. Landlords should also only speak to the suspected victim when they're alone and never in front of others, because that other person could well be the perpetrator, or they may tell the perpetrator. Ensure the safest way of keeping in contact with them, or even a code word perhaps that they can use if it's not safe for them to talk. Did you know something as simple as sharing local and national support numbers could save a life? You could provide information in your welcome pack on national as well as local domestic abuse services. If ever approached by a tenant or neighbour, have those relevant numbers to hand to pass on and encourage them to access appropriate domestic abuse services as early as possible to allow them to make those informed, safe choices about what to do next. Tenants can always also seek support from the local authority housing options team. Some areas have what we call the sanctuary scheme, which is a victim survivor-centred service. that consists of the installation of security measures in and around a property to enable them to remain at that property. Agreeing to have that work done could help keep somebody safe. But if you ever feel that there is an imminent risk, even if the perpetrator has left the property, we always ask you to call the police on 999. Ensure that where children, young people and vulnerable adults are affected by domestic abuse, that you do seek that appropriate help and guidance, and refer as well to appropriate support services and agencies under your own safeguarding procedures. So Michelle, where could a landlord or letting agency access all of this information and training?
Yeah, so there's lots of resources and information on our SETDAB website, and we've got information that you can pass on to tenants. So for example, information about local services, so Compass, which is a partnership of domestic abuse services providing a response in Essex, the National Domestic Violence Helpline, which is open 24 hours, 7 days a week. And there's also information around services for perpetrators, such as the Change Project. We've got lots of free training that's available. So we have our e-learning, our basic awareness, domestic abuse e-learning. There's J9 community sessions that you can book onto, and also all the work that's delivered by Alpha Vesta.
Can you recap on some of the key information and advice that we've covered today?
Absolutely. So the first is to say never ignore signs and provide key support information to your tenants at the start of every tenancy. Consider additional security and be aware of sanctuary schemes in your local area. And really importantly, just looking at tenancy issues that may arise through the wider lens of domestic abuse. So not just thinking, for example, antisocial behaviour. So if you feel there's an imminent risk, as we said, even if the perpetrator has left, always call 999. And ensure again where there's children, young people, vulnerable adults that are affected by domestic abuse, that you do seek help and advice and refer as appropriate under safeguarding procedures. So just to say thank you so much for listening today, and please do have a look at our website for more information, resources and training. So thank you.